This walk is still in the proposal stage, but could you tell us a little bit about what its perhaps main attractions might be?
Yeah, look, at this stage, there is only one small segment of the walk that actually is not already formed. The majority of the walk actually does exist, except for a section between Warragamba and Kurraja, towards Picton area. So that's effectively what we're really focusing our proposal on, is getting this section of walk, which will link up the new Western Sydney Airport and create an iconic loop that will really go through some pretty amazing wilderness. I mean, this is stuff that's been really left untouched for quite some time. So the wilderness out there is absolutely spectacular. There's other features like the ghost town of Urandri that will be able to be linked up, and you'll be able to actually go across and stay in Urandri in the old mining town, which has been maintained by a number of locals that have restored it and been looking after it. So it's really going, and not to mention the heritage Thelmere Lakes as well. And it will go through some other pretty spectacular areas up in the Blue Mountains as well. So overall, it'll be one of those really amazing walks. It'll be up there in the top 10 around Australia.
On that word untouched, has there been any level of apprehension about foot traffic, people doing the wrong thing in some of these relatively untouched areas?
Yeah, look, and absolutely, that's really something that we're going to be focusing on as we develop this proposal, is making sure that we do everything we can to reduce that footprint on the natural environment there. But not only that, is to really consult and coordinate with the traditional owners of the land to make sure that we get something that is really appropriate and respects the land and looks after it for future generations. So that's a really high priority, and we'll be certainly making sure that whatever is put in place, that it is it looks after the natural environment.
Now, it's probably not unfair to say, I mean, you'll have to forgive us, but some Sydney siders kind of see the borders of New South Wales beginning and ending at the Sydney city borders. Do you think there's a bit of an unfair prioritisation of when we're funding projects in areas that are a closer proximity to the city or to our coast by the state government?
Yeah, look, certainly, and I think that this is a real big opportunity, particularly for in light of the emergencies that we've had over the last 6 months or so, to really have something that will have a huge economic impact to not just Wallandilly as such, but to the wider region as well. I mean, this will be a game changer for Blue Mountains right down to the Southern Highlands. So, and provide a open space for the wider Greater Western Sydney, where over the last few weeks and months we've seen how in short supply it is. So, look, I think this is something that the Greater Sydney and also the state government could really get behind as a real huge economic opportunity, particularly with the Western Sydney Airport and the Western Sydney plans that are actually being implemented at this stage. It's really going to be something that is iconic and also for the greater region, which will be a huge benefit.
Now, myself and my partner, we did like to get out and about on a few nature walks previously, and before COVID hit, we were obviously hoping to get away to some of these places that have been affected by bushfires and the like, as a lot of Australians were looking to do. But then COVID did put a little bit of a crimp on those plans, and I think a lot of us are getting a little bit hungry for a little bit more greenery, a little bit of fresh air. Do you think this might, the fact that more people are going to be out and about after this one passes, do you think it could influence the plan getting the green light?
Look, well, I'm hoping it will. I really hope that people will be able to see the vision and the potential of what we could have here. You know, this track would rival the overland track or the 6-foot track up on the other side of the Blue Mountains there. So it's I think when people actually see the images and see what is actually how this walk could actually be implemented and what it could mean, I think we'll really start to build momentum. But I mean, ultimately, we need to be talking to a lot of people to make sure that we do this properly at the end of the day.
And just in the interim, I mean, 316Ks, that's a fair old walk. Any suggestions how we might get to training to take it on?
Yeah. Look, it's going to... We are very mindful that we do want this to be accessible to everybody. So, it will be broken up into stages. So you will be able to do stages. And it will actually... focus on all abilities. So we're really wanting to make sure that not just the able are able to walk the track, but those that may have a disability will also be able to access sections of the track. So we really want to make sure that this is open to everybody to use.
Well, that's fabulous. Matt, thanks very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Pleasure.